I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. For baseball fans, the past week has been filled with both miraculous drama and crazy twists in the highest of stakes seven-game push for a championship. Los Angeles Dodgers fans and the Astro fans in Houston can't seem to take the tension anymore, and they also can't get enough. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
I think this whole series has been an emotional roller coaster. It's the two best teams playing for a championship, and these are two teams that play 27 outs like we've talked about. And so you're not going to expect those guys to lay down. And obviously you saw what our guys did tonight and competed to the last out.
After the Dodgers won Game 1, Game 2 in Los Angeles was one of the most memorable postseason contests, stretching 11 innings filled with dramatic home runs, resulting in Houston's first ever World Series win, 7-6. The team split two more games before an epic Game 5, Houston manager A.J. Hinch.
Just when I thought I could describe Game 2 as my favorite game of all time, I think Game 5 exceeded that and more. So it's hard to put into words all the twists and turns in that game, the emotion, doing it home in front of our home crowd. Just exactly what you expect to come to the park with Keuchel and Kershaw pitching. You know, just a perfect setup game for a bunch of runs.
No lead was safe in Game 5 as the Astros clawed out a memorable 13-12 victory over the Dodgers in 10 innings in 5 hours 17 minutes. Robert says Game 5 was yet another example of Houston's explosive batting power at the plate.
We knew going into this series this is the best offensive ball club that we were going to see all year. They can slug you, they spoil pitches, they're athletic, and a credit to them. But our guys did the same thing. You know, they just got the hit when they needed. But I thought we did a lot of great things as well on our offensive side.
The baseball seems juiced. The players crazed. The fans are nuts. The moments are epic. This cannot yet be declared the best World Series ever because as of the recording of this program, the Dodgers force a decisive Game 7. Hinch says for him, the World Series is continuous until the last out.
You never stop thinking. You never stop planning. You never stop trying to prep and play out all game situations. And there were so many that came up that were unexpected that it's hard to take a step back. But there's an appreciation with the emotion. And you know, the one thing postseason baseball will give you is some dramatic pauses in the game where there's some delays one way or another. And so you can reflect on it. But the engine never really stops running.
It's been a long time since I've won, or at least it feels like that.
When the world's top-ranked golfer heads into the final round of a tournament with a 6-shot lead, history says he doesn't lose. Except for that dramatic meltdown by Australian Greg Norman at the 1996 Masters. Then, this past Sunday in Shanghai, China, world number one American Dustin Johnson tied Norman's dubious record. His 54-hole 6-shot lead evaporated at the HSBC Champions event as he battled strong winds and missed putts he would normally hole. At 14 under par for the tournament, England's Justin Rose ended up lifting the trophy.
We all know the position DJ was in, and I think today was the kind of day that a leader probably didn't want. Well, you want a 6-shot lead any time, but this was the kind of day where that kind of swing is possible. Obviously, I shot 5-under in some really tough conditions, and he had to play good golf to keep it around par today, and obviously he made a few mistakes, but it was really tricky out there, and obviously I played one of the best back nines I've played in for forever, and to shoot 31 on the back to come through and save my best till last.
Sweden's Henrik Stenson followed 2 shots back.
That wind is blowing hard, and as you can see, and as we know, this golf course, if you hit the wrong shot at the wrong time, it's going to penalize you, and it certainly penalized DJ a number of times today. That's why he came back to the rest of us.
Rose has won at least one event each year since 2010, and with his first win of 2017, he has a chance to finish at the top of the annual Race to Dubai.
It's going to probably vault me into the top three, I'd imagine. I'm sure I don't go past Tommy and probably maybe behind Sergio, but it kind of gives me a realistic chance now that if I was to have a special end to the season with Turkey and Dubai, you know, I've got a chance.
During last year's Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, tragedy struck when German canoe slalom coach Stefan Hens died from injuries he received in a car accident. But his heart was unharmed and was given to a Brazilian woman in her 60s who had been bedridden by heart troubles for nearly 5 years. Ivanette Balthasar is back on her feet now and committed to living life in her Olympian's honor.
Regarding the walks and races, I did my first walk just a little while ago, and really it was a tribute to him, for me and for him, because I would not be able to do that 3-kilometer walk alone. I did it in 36 minutes. For me, that was a victory. It was like I won a gold medal, and I also felt it was a way to thank him for having been able to do this, because I alone would never have been able to do that.
Her cardiologist, Daniel Koppeler, says there's nothing she cannot do.
Her heart is great, marvelous. It functioned very well, and the heart will allow her to change her life's history. She was very limited, but she will develop much better now, and most importantly, with quality. She will be able to do things she never would have dreamt of, and that is thanks to the person who is no longer here with us, but is contributing so another person can enjoy an improvement in her life.
Balthasar has sent the family of Stefan Hens a letter to thank them, and has promised herself she will canoe in honor of her donor.
I am really taking care of this heart. I would like to give his mother a hug because I am also a mother and I know how much she must be suffering because there is no greater pain than a mother losing her child. I would hug them and tell them that I am going to do everything I can to make sure this heart is alive for a long time and I am going to try to do as much as I can.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.